You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco's Mission District was once a neighborhood known for being home to working-class immigrants. Now it's become a hipster haven thanks to the tech boom. As gentrification continues to push out longtime residents, some groups are wondering if there's any way to slow down these changes or even stop them. A local nonprofit is trying to do something: disrupt displacement through investing in real estate. KELW's Lisa Wang reports.
There's a special housewarming happening in the Mission Castro. Seniors and people with disabilities are celebrating their newly remodeled 42-unit apartment. I'm in a small room on the ground floor of the building. There's a buffet in the center of the room, and the residents are all over it, like college kids around free pizza. They're piling their plates with pasta, meats, and veggies. I meet Ernestine Moore, who moved to the building in 2004. She says the place was a dump.
But when I first moved in, I had a big hole in my ceiling for several years, and that caused mold and everything, and my nose got all infected.
It's hard to imagine living in these conditions, but Ernestine and the other residents stayed here for a reason. It's affordable. And things have changed big time for Ernestine after the remodel.
There's a button if I get into trouble that I can push and help comes. And I have a stove that is automatically shuts off by itself in case I forget. It's an electric stove.
So how'd you get that sweet stove? Carolyn Fang was one of the key folks who made it happen. Carolyn heads up the real estate team at a nonprofit called META. META stands for Mission Economic Development Agency. And Ernestine's building is one of many in META's growing real estate portfolio. Now, you might think that a nonprofit group supporting low-income people is the opposite of real estate magnates. But Carolyn sees it differently. She thinks if you don't own property, you might get priced out. Take it back to a few months after she started with META back in 2014.
Housing was really the key piece. Anybody who was earning less than $75,000 was rapidly getting pushed out of the neighborhood, and the rents that had increased in the neighborhood were making it so that anybody earning less than $75,000 would never make it back into the neighborhood.
It was a big problem. So she came up with a big goal.
By 2020, we have to build 2,000 homes to essentially bring back the families.
But how would a nonprofit with no history of real estate development suddenly get 2,000 homes? Well, it helps if your new hire has over a decade of experience with real estate. And that's Carolyn.
For me, it's not about how many housing units in terms of physical built space can I build. It's more about how many homes can I build, because those homes represent the starting point for people's lives as they then go out of that home base, if you will, into their work lives, into their play lives, into their schools, etc.
But 2,000 homes in 6 years? That's ambitious. So they made a strategy, and it's got two parts. The first is with the federal government. It's called Reno Assistance Demonstration, or RAD. Under RAD, San Francisco allows META to rehab housing that are at risk of becoming unlivable. Remember the remodeled building where Ernestine got the cool new stove? That's a RAD property. The second is San Francisco's Small Size Program. That's where nonprofits buy small buildings with 5 to 25 units, off the private market using loans from the city. Small sites in the Mission cost around $3 million. Large ones can cost upwards of $60 million. So Carolyn says META works with the city to help pay the bills.
Most of our funding for starting up our projects originally starts from the City of San Francisco Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development. That then tends to be the what we call the permanent financing, too.
And there's more. Mortgages from private banks and other finance institutions, state financing, and tax credits help too. Through RAD and small sites programs, META acquired 1,000 units by the end of 2017. Now they're going for 1,000 more by 2020, and they're on track to hit their goal. But what happens after 2020? Will they try and get more housing?
I think the intent is to actually reach a steady state. If we have been able to reverse displacement and gentrification.
And it happens one property at a time. Back at the celebration of the newly remodeled apartment building, a ribbon-cutting ceremony is about to take place outside. You know, with the big cheesy scissors. Carolyn grabs them, and the countdown begins. But Carolyn will tell you herself, it's not about her. It's about the people, like Ernestine, who Meta is getting these buildings for.
I have a little balcony, and I can look out as far as Dolores Park and where the tennis courts are. And it's beautiful, especially at night with all the lights. And I see the planes coming in to land. I just have a great time.
That's all anybody wants, really. A comfy place to enjoy your life. In San Francisco, I'm Lisa Wayne for Cross Currents.
Lisa Wang is a fellow in this year's Audio Academy, our radio training program here at KLW.